Well, hello there, Meow Mentors. It's Cat Lady Justin, and this is the Kitty Boss, where we pick, pamper, and protect your practically perfect pussycat for a lifetime of unconditional love. So I have, it's springtime. So our special today is springtime special. And we're going to talk about a few things today. And before I bring in our special guest, I'll introduce our co-host with the most, Dr. Rachel Geller, cat behaviorist, cat chaplain, and the founder of All Cats All the Time, a nonprofit organization where if somebody is on low income, they can get help for getting their cat stuff, potentially including what our special guest has to talk about today. So before we bring him on, Dr. Rachel, how are you doing?
I'm great. Excited to be here with you today.
It's always great to catch up with you, pun intended. So without further ado, let's bring in our special guest. His name is Anton, and he is the founder of a company called Repounce. As you can see, there's a website, repounce.com. What I know about Repounce is that it is a cat toy, a forever cat toy, an indestructible cat toy, and by coincidence or not, the exact type of cat toy that Dr. Rachel and I always recommend that you play with. So, Anton, welcome to the show. It's great to meet you in this format. So we'll talk a little bit more about the toy as the show progresses. But how are you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you. And thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. Thanks for being a guest on the show. So I have a question for you, Anton, to start us off with. What made you decide to, invent such a toy? Like what was the, I know cats like to play with toys. I have too many cat toys in this house. To be honest with you, I need to get rid of some. So what kind of motivated you to create such a thing?
Yeah, no, great question. I would say it all started a few years ago when I finally broke down and said yes to getting cats. My girlfriend had been on me for quite a while. Now I'm the cat crazy one. But we realized just how important play is for cats, especially for indoor cats. And I was just going to the store buying new wands all the time because they would break after a few days or after a few weeks. And it just felt so wasteful. And I knew how much my cats loved it. And then I just figured there must be a reusable, like, premium solution instead of buying these flimsy single-use wands. And that's kind of where the idea took off. Yeah.
Perfect. As you know, the fishing pole toy, wand, whatever you want to call it, is the one we recommend the most. It seems to be the most universally engaging and loved cat toy for our cat friends, right, Dr. Rachel?
That is correct. I mean, the difference between a fishing pole or wand type toy is that you can really manipulate it so that you are mimicking prey. So, when you play with your cat, you're really supposed to be simulating a hunt. So if you're just tossing a solo toy onto the floor, you toss a fuzzy mouse onto the floor, well, it's just sitting there. It's not moving. And worse, the cat has to pretend to be both the predator and the prey, which is really not very realistic or enticing to a cat. But when you have a wand type toy, you're at the helm. You can move it in a way that's unpredictable. You can mimic prey. You can simulate a hunt. So it's so much more engaging and rewarding for your cat. So I always recommend using a fishing pole or wand type toy.
Totally. And the other thing is that I'd like to add to that, why wand toys are better than like ordinary, toys that are, you throw on the ground, or even the electronic ones that kind of move by themselves after you hit a button, is because you're playing with your cat. Right. We say, the Kitty Boss, where you pick, pamper, and protect your practically perfect pussycat for a lifetime of unconditional love. Well, you got to pick the perfect pussycat for you. Okay, that's number one. Number two, you pamper your pets, so you imprint on each other. But part of that deal is a trick, because it's not that you do stuff for your cat and the cat's thankful. Like, you change the litter box and you feed it and cat says thank you. Although they are grateful. I mean, you can't tell me that when Emily is, like this morning, coming into bed, purring and cuddling and affectionate that she's demanding food, because she's not. This was after breakfast, like an hour after breakfast. Don't ask why I was in bed after, you know, that late. That's a whole other story. You know, that's work from bed. You know, that's what I like to do. It was good enough for Winston Churchill. It's good enough for me. But the other thing is that, so she's coming, she's thankful. She loves me. It's genuine. It's not a robotic sort of, you know, stimulus response thing. Or trying to manipulate me.
Right. Because every time a cat gets a capture and every time the cat engages in play, their brain releases their feel-good chemicals. Kind of like when we exercise, right? We get those endorphins, or we're doing anything that we enjoy and we get those endorphins. So the brain is releasing those feel-good chemicals, and it's all with you at the helm. You are part of that. So when you play with your cat using a fishing pole toy, you're always creating powerful bonds. You're creating powerful associations. So, right, I mean, play is so important. Hunting is so important. Cats are natural born hunters, but there's a whole other host of benefits that come along with that. You know, your cat feels confident, your cat feels happy, your cat feels like king of his castle, a ruler of her territory. She feels, you know, very, very proud. And all of this is associated with you because you are part of the game. So it's such a powerful tool in so many other ways. You know, if you have a shy cat, the wand gives the cat a safety zone. If you have a cat who's maybe a little fractious, you know, you're trying to work with a cat who is semi-feral or feral to, you know, domesticate that cat or socialize the cat, the wand provides a safe distance between the cat's teeth and your flesh. So there are so many benefits to using a fishing pole type toy.
Totally.
There are those benefits. And then there was the thing that I was alluding to, which is the fact that it's not so much that the cat, you do stuff for the cat and this cat's thankful. It's the fact that you do stuff for your cat makes you fall in love with it more and more every day. Because if you don't do something to create that relationship over and over again every day, it eventually goes away. And a relationship sex, somebody asked me once, isn't that true for relationships too? Like in human relationships. And I said, I don't know. I'm not a relationships expert. I'm a cat expert. However, I have read that in books about relationships, that it is so important that you create that relationship every single day, over and over again, and not take it for granted or put it on automatic or autopilot, because then eventually the relationship goes away. It can never be otherwise than that. In history, it's been like that. It's been, I mentioned Winston Churchill earlier. One of his ancestors was a duke, and in order to preserve the estate, married into a wealthy American heiress because they were not allowed to work back then, the nobility in that century. But, you know, again, because of taking the relationship for granted, eventually she went off with some other person. The same is true for your relationship with your pets. You got to not neglect it. You got to create that. So you playing with the cat makes you interact with it and fall in love with it again. But there's more. You playing with the cat gets you outside of your head and outside. It's good for your mental health, right? There's so many benefits, not just for the cat, but for you as a person. That's another reason why interactive play is so good, so important for you, for your cat, and for everybody concerned. So what we're getting at here is that there are different solutions to play. There are different products available on the market, and some are better than others. Some are better than others. The ones where you got to be part of the game are much better than the passive ones where the cat plays by himself. That's kind of what we're getting at here, isn't it?
Yeah. I say, like, one of the best feelings in the world is just watching my cats having so much fun playing. And I get to play with them, and just joining in that moment is such a it's amazing. Like, I get happy from watching them play and roll around and just enjoying life as cats.
Yeah, you get the thrill out of it. And that's why you're a cat person. But, you know, if you weren't a cat person, you would become a cat person. There are so many videos. I don't even need to tell you. There's so many videos online now about that. You become a cat person. So that's, you know, that's really very, very true. So now when we're talking about cat toys and fishing pole toys, it's important to know that a lot of them might be cheap and break, and you know, you're going to have to buy new ones over and over again. And that's the whole point. So your cat toy is unique in the sense that it'll never break, right? And you can attach different things. Your cat likes little birdies. Bizarrely, Charlotte is terrified of those. So if I have a, I had a fishing pole toy with a little birdie on the end of it, and she's scared of that thing, right? So you got to find something that you can attach to it where that your cat loves, you know, whether it's some feathers or some, you know, mousy thingy. I had one that's like a, it's like a little monkey thing.
Yeah.
I don't know why, a little tiny
monkey.
They
all love the most random stuff, right?
Like, yeah, so yours.
Some go for the crunkly plastics and some go for mice or feathers. Yeah. But sometimes it's that, you know, that old shoelace that I have, or it's a piece of, I have this one. That's a, like a name tag for your keys. You see, this is all chewed up because they go crazy for
the
this
cat
one.
Likes
I have
it.
No idea why, but they like it.
So you can attach anything to it, right?
Well, it's just like people, right? We all enjoy different ways of recreation too, right? Like some people like to run, some people like golf. But what I really like, Anton, about your cat toy, and I looked at your website before I came on because Justin knows I'm very, very particular about play when it comes to cats. It's one of my big things as a cat behaviors. But one of the things that I really, really liked is the fact that you can attach so many different toys at the end of the wand, because one of the ways to keep a cat, you know, if you use the same toy over and over again, to many cats it becomes dead prey, and they get bored with it, they're no longer enticed by it. So by having all of the different, you know, options and attachments at the end of the wand, you really can keep your cat interested. He doesn't have to chase the same old prey every single day. None of us would want to do that. So it's really a terrific way to keep your cat interested and engaged and enjoying that thrill of the hunt.
Oh, totally.
Absolutely.
And that was one of the reasons why I created the Forever Stick and designed it as I did. It was because my cats, they love the kind of fishing pole design, but even more, they love the teaser wand, so without the string at the end. And I couldn't find a reusable teaser wand where you could attach anything. They all had the string kind of glued on. So that's what made me design the Forever Stick, with the clasp just at the tip, so you can attach anything. And then as a bonus, it also comes with the attachable string, so you have both a teaser wand and a string toy in one.
Because the issue with the string ones is that Charlotte chews the string. She bites through the string eventually, so they never last more than, you know, a few weeks or whatever, because she, I don't know why she does it, just bites through the string. She figures it out. They do like the teaser part. In fact, they like sometimes the wrong end of the wand, or the wrong end of the toy.
Exactly.
Or I'm a Harry Potter fan, so I have some Harry Potter wands, and they like those. They play with those. So that's why those are good for my cat. But some cats, you know, are more into the thing on the end of the string. So it's really, you know, Emily likes that, and she doesn't chew through the string. So it's really good to have those options. And does it come with it come with any attachments already, or is that up to you to go find the attachments?
That's up to you. So
with
our kind of universal quick clasps, you can attach anything. So I've gotten customers sending me pictures of old shoelaces, pieces of cardboard, all kinds of kind of DIY stuff, cut up toilet paper rolls, the rings.
Oh, right.
Those are popular. But then also, of course, the store-bought, like catnip pillows, feathered baits, mice, all kinds. It's just
terrific.
Because every cat is so unique, and we are gonna launch our own line of attachments, but we just haven't really
not
made
yet.
It as good as we want it to have before we actually put our name on it.
I get it. So why is it called Repounce?
I was talking about one of the best feelings in the world, seeing your cats really enjoy themselves. And I think all cat owners can relate to the butt wiggle, and then the pounce comes. And then the idea is here is that it's a forever product meant to be used forever, over and over again. So that's where the re comes from reusables, re-pounce. You can pounce and again re-pounce. And again and again.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, and you know, from a cat behaviorist perspective, you know, I work with so many people who, you know, the cat may be bored and she's clawed things, or there's been destruction in the home, and they don't want to now go out and spend a lot of money and do that trial and error of finding the right toy. You know, with your product, they can get one item and then sort of figure it out from there, as opposed to buying, you know, a fishing pole toy, coming home, the cat doesn't like it, going back to the pet supply store and trying something else. So it's such a great option, because I work with people that, you know, they're at their wit's end, they're ready to get rid of the cat, right? So I want to make things as easy as possible for my clients. You know, when your cat has already turned your couch into confetti, you're not so quick you want to spend a lot of money again. So it's really fantastic to say, you know, you could try this one option, and this product will allow you the opportunity to have all different types of choices to figure out, you know, what your cat likes. What kind of hunter is your cat? Does your cat like, does your cat like hunting birds? Is your cat a ground hunter? Does your cat like this? Does your cat like that? We can figure it out with just one item. So really well done. I love it.
Thank you. No, that's, and Justin, you mentioned at the beginning, like having all of these wands around the house. I also had like 10, 12 half worn out wands all over the place before. And now I just have my one forever stick. Then I have a small box just filled with different baits that I just go through and switch out.
You could
attach. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
That's all I need.
Yeah. So for anyone who's watching, I've put the website on the screen here, but most people listen to it or are listening to this later. So I'll read it out to you. It's www.repounce, which is spelled REPOUNCE.com. Repounce.com. So I encourage everyone to check it out. Go see that website and get one. It's really cool. So that's the little that's your ad for today. It's that's your ad. So I did have a few questions. So I was trying to find them on my iPhone, and I did find one of them. And our good friend and one of Dr. Rachel's biggest fans, Michael, was asking what cat names are overused and have they jumped the shark? Now, I don't know what that means. I don't know what jump the shark means. Dr. Rachel, do you know what that means?
It's an expression for an American TV show that was called Happy Days. And
I've seen Happy Days.
Okay, so are you familiar with the character Fonzie?
Yes.
Okay, so Fonzie was cool and he could do anything, right? He always figured everything out. And one of the episodes, in the very latter years, like maybe after he'd been on the air for like, seven or 8 years, had him water skiing, and then there was danger with sharks around, and he jumped over the shark. And that's when the audience, the fans felt like, all right, this has really gone too far with the whole Fonzie thing. Like, now you've gone overboard. So the expression jump the shark means like, this is too much already. So I'm not,
Right. Okay. So I guess the question is, what cat names are overused? So, what are your cat's names, Anton?
My cats are called Gorbachev and Tolstoy.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Gorbachev and
Russian
Tolstoy.
Blues.
Those are probably
very, very interesting names, because you're not Russian, right? You're Swedish, aren't you?
Yep. Correct. Yeah.
All right. So you're Swedish. From Sweden, but you live in the United States, right? So, is that right?
But they are Russian blues.
But they are Russian blues, right? Okay. Yeah. So you don't. You see, the problem is you don't share enough pictures of your cats. So that's why we don't remember this. But anyway, that's very interesting. So those names are obviously quite unique, not overused. Mine are Emily and Charlotte. I don't think that's overused. Dr. Rachel, what are your cat's names?
My cat's names are definitely not overused.
Okay.
So one of my cat's names is Cecil, and that is Yiddish for sweet. Mm-hmm. And my other cat's name is Elijah the Tishbite, And that is translated from the Hebrew, Eliyahu HaTishbi, which means that the prophet of love and peace has journeyed into my home. So
okay,
it came at a time when I had lost a cat and it was very, you know, I was inconsolable, and he came into my life because he had been tossed into a dumpster and I rescued him. And as they say, who rescued who? But for names that are overused, I see a lot of Fluffy, I'm not Loki. I see a lot of
Loki, yeah, because of the Marvel character, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see, what else do I see? Beans. I see a lot of I could probably think about it, but yeah, you know, and the different names kind of go in and out of style with different movies that are popular or things like that.
What do you think, Anton? What any names come to mind that you think are overused?
I've definitely seen Loki quite a lot. Yeah. Also Walter, and Fluffy.
Fluffy.
And then, you know, I get a lot of people, if they have an orange cat, you know, the name might be like Orange or Ginger or
Toffee or Marmalade.
Yes. I have a lot of people with tuxedo cats. The name of the cat is Tux or Tuxie.
And you know, that's just to tell you, we're answering a question for one of our fans, one of our viewers, who we love. It's not a criticism. If you want to name your cat Fluffy or Donuts or Tuxie, go ahead. It's no problem. It's your cat. So just name it whatever you want. I chose Emily and Charlotte because I wanted people names. I wanted something unique that was cute and also that fit them. I think it fits them really well. I just looked at Emily and it just came to me. And then Charlotte came, and yes, a little bit it was because of Emily and Charlotte Bronte, the last century British authors, but also is because Emily looked like an Emily, and then Charlotte looked like the French pastry, the Charlotte, you know, with the cream on the bottom and some of the fruit on top. So it just fit them. It's just a good names, but that. So name it what you want. That's the moral of the story. I did find the other question, which I think, Dr. Rachel, you actually saw, which was from our good friend Ruth, who actually is in the UK as well. And she wanted to know, why does my cat constantly pee on my carpet at the bottom of the stairs? He has a clean litter box, access to go outside when he wants to, but no, he does his business on the carpet. I have already lifted it and replaced the carpet once before as he ruined it. And oh my word, the smell. And it's looking likely I have to do it again. It's so frustrating. He's either being very defiant or he has a problem. So, of course, you know, the first thing that we always say is, you know, make sure you get the vet check, you know, so we rule out any, you know, potential medical issues or veterinary issues in the cat. So, but other than that, Dr. Rachel, is there any advice you'd give Ruth in this? Because this, and thank God, knock on wood, it never happened to me, this kind of thing. But it does sound very stressful.
Yeah. And you know, it's as someone who does a lot of surrender prevention, which is preventing cats from, you know, being surrendered by owners back to the shelters, I would say litter box problems, hands down, is the number one reason that people will surrender their cats. You know, one thing is, once a cat kind of chooses a spot to pee out of the box, if you don't clean it within, you know, an inch of its life, and there's any scent that remains, it can be an incentive for the cat to like refresh it. So you really want to make sure that the smell is completely gone. And the only way to do that is with something that's called an enzymatic cleaner. It must say on the product that it's an enzymatic cleaner. So cleaning the area thoroughly, vet check, those are like your first basic things. Mm-hmm. Okay, so after that, what I'd like to do is kind of really see where your litter boxes are located, because often people put their litter boxes in areas that we think are okay, but the location isn't good for a cat. Mm-hmm. So your cat wants a clear visual field. Your cat wants ample visual warning time for any opponents or invaders, and your cat wants easy potential for escape. And when I say clear visual field, I mean that cat wants to see 360 degrees all the way around him when she's in the box. your cat is in a very vulnerable position when she is in the litter box, and so she wants to know she could protect herself should an opponent appear. So I see a lot of people who put their litter boxes against them. Now, if your cat isn't having a problem, you don't need to go and change anything. This is for cats who are, you know, having a problem. These are the things that you look at first. So a lot of people put their litter boxes against a wall. That's fine for many cats. But for some cats, they view that as the wall blocking a visual field. Mm. So sometimes pulling the litter box like 8 to 12 inches out from the wall will help. Same thing if you put your litter box in a corner. Now, 2 out of the 4 cats' visual fields are blocked. People who put cat litter boxes in cabinets or closets, 3 out of the 4 visual fields are blocked in a closet, even with the door open. And the worst thing about a closet is, should an opponent appear, there's only one means of escape in and out. So the only way that cat can escape is right into that opponent's face. So that won't be very reassuring to your cat, and that can cause litter box aversion. So there's so much that goes into this. So if this person wants to reach out to me directly through my website or through my email, that's fine. She can send me pictures of her setup, and I can help her fine tune that. But a lot of times it's the location of the box or the type of box that is a problem.
Okay. Yeah, that does make sense. So for the benefit of anyone listening, I put Dr. Rachel's website on here. Her services are free of charge, so I'm not selling anything. It's completely free. You can have a consultation with Dr. Rachel. Don't surrender your cat. Don't abandon your cat. Talk to her first before you do that. She may just help you keep the cat in the home. That's her mission in life. So it's drrachelcatbehavior.com. drrachelcatbehavior, spelled the American way. So it's drrachelcatbehavior.com. Ruth, if you're listening, you can reach out. I'll send you the link. You are in the UK. I know that. So I also can suggest there is a very good product that I use that's actually, it's not for cleaning up the mess, you know, on the carpet. So it's not an enzymatic cleaner. It's a litter box deodorizer, but it's not one of those powder perfume things, which we do not recommend because those can be quite toxic both to you and the cat. So I don't recommend those. This one is completely made, you know, I'm not sure how it's made. It's like water. When you spray it, it's water. It doesn't taste like anything because it is safe. It won't poison you, but it's somehow been ionized or something has been done to the water with electricity or whatever, that it actually deodorizes the litter box. And I'm telling you, it works very, very, very well. I use it on the litter box because I have a different issue with my cats. I have 2 cats and 3 litter boxes. That's what you're supposed to do. But both cats love the one downstairs, this triangular one that's downstairs in the downstairs bathroom. The one that's up, the big one that's up here, that's up on this floor in the big bathroom, they use sometimes. They do use it, but not often. The one in my bedroom, or in the bathroom, it's not in the actual bedroom. It's in the bathroom near the, in the bedroom. They also use, but again,
what's wrong with that, Justin?
No, I know, but they just don't use it that often. So they do use all of them, but the one they use most of the time is that one downstairs. And I cannot be changing the litter every single day. I mean, I obviously scoop out the poo and flush it down the toilet and make sure it's, you know, it's not like staying there, but I can't completely undo the litter box every day and waste all of that litter. So they gang up on it. So I have this spray so that it doesn't reek of urine or ammonia or whatever. And it works fantastically well. It's a British product. It's made here. I don't know if they'll ship to the USA since most people listening are in the USA, but for the British listeners and for Ruth, you know, I can show you what it is and send you. So again, I don't make a commission off the product. They don't have a referral program. So it's just something I use, and it's really, really, really effective for litter box odor. So perhaps spraying that in the litter box is one of the things Dr. Rachel talked about, which is the litter box has to be really fresh for the cat. So possibly that could be a good solution. So we can talk about that. And anyone is welcome, of course, to reach out to me. If you're in the UK and you want to know what this particular product is, it's a company called Pets Purist, and it's just the litter box deodorizer, and it works really, really well. So anyway, I don't know if Anton, you had anything that you would add on this. I know you're not a cat behaviorist. You make a cat toy, and that's why you're here. But is there anything that you've, have you ever experienced something like this? Or
I haven't, and I'm very happy that I haven't. Yeah. Because as you said, Rachel, it's so unique to each cat. Some cats can do with one box and share it for forever and no problems at all, and then others have issues. So thankfully, I've not yet. But while we were talking about litter products, one of the things which kind of led me to create this product is also the sustainability kind of aspect of not using these single-use ones all the time and then throwing them out and buying new ones. And I actually met up with another kind of sustainable cat parenting entrepreneur. Her name is Ashley, and she is the founder of Soy Kitty.
SoyKitty.com.
Yeah. She makes a soy-based cat litter that's made from the byproducts of the soy industry. So very cool. I have no affiliates with her. I've just spoken to her, and I think she's an awesome cat lover.
Yes.
Personally, I'm not a fan of soy. I would use not just the byproducts, but all of it to make cat litter so they can pee and poo in there. I would not consume or eat, you know, soy. I'm just not a fan. I don't like it. I don't think it's healthy, but that's a whole other story. This is not
save
a health
it for
show.
The litter.
This is not a health show. This is a cat show. We have a comment from Paul Bear. Sounds amazing. Do they ship to Europe? So are you asking about Repound? So that's, I should have asked you this. So thank you for reminding me, Paul, because I always need to ask, and I always do normally ask somebody with a product, do you ship here? Do you ship outside of what country you're in? So you're obviously a US company. Do you ship to Europe?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Not everywhere yet, but I would say if you send me an email, then I will get this all over the world, probably. Okay. So we ship
there's your answer.
In Sweden and in the US, but also Canada, UK, and just send
okay. Me an email. That's great. So Paul Bear, email or, you know, through Anton, I think through his website, the cat litter deodorizer. So you're asking, okay. So we know now that your product, sorry, Anton, you ship all over. The cat, I don't know, because it's not my product. It's not my company. And I haven't had them on the show. So do they ship to Europe? They're a UK company. They're here. So maybe it's worth checking it out on their website. So Paul, if you want to send me a message, I can send you the link to their website. I don't have it here because, again, they're not the guest of the show. So so I don't know if they ship to Europe. And again, I don't know where in Europe you are. So just send me a message. I'll send you the link and you can have a look and see whether they'll ship to your country. Because, you know, some do, some don't. It'd be nice if they shipped all over the world, wouldn't it? Because they really are a fantastic product. I have no clue how it works. It shouldn't work. It's just water, you know. It's like you're spraying water on the damn litter box. But it has been treated with something. I think it's called like hypochlorite or whatever. But it's safe. You could spray it in your mouth. So how is this deodorizing? I don't know. I don't know how it works, but it works.
Maybe,
I do know that.
Maybe there are future guests that we can hear about the process.
I have asked them, and they don't want to. You know, they're not cool like that. So it's not people I like. It's not like Anton or the other guests that have come on the show, like the crocheting cat behaviorist or the other. No, they don't want. I don't like them. The product is excellent. I use it every single day, so I can't. I'm not going to hide that from you just because they don't want to come on the show. So, you know, that's all. So what did he say? Another comment. I was delayed viewing your evening show. My cat has. Oh, right. So that's OK, Paul. Don't worry. We were actually messed up the time zones. I thought the show was coming up now in a few minutes. But these guys are in the USA and the USA switched from, you know, their springtime to the, you know, the other time. And we don't do that until a couple weeks or next week. I don't even know. We just haven't done it yet. So it did this to our schedule. So anyway, so it's not a problem. Your cat has constipation issues. Sorry to hear that. It's really sad. So it's not the topic of this show, but maybe next show or another show we can talk a bit about cats and food and their you know, their tummies. So is there anything you'd like to say or ask before we end the show? Let's start with Anton.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I would just like to highlight again just how important playtime is for your cat's health, well-being, happiness, and physical fitness as well. So I would just recommend everyone to take a few minutes out of your day, play with your cat. It's going to be rewarding for both you and for them and for your bond together. And if you're looking for a new toy that's going to last hopefully as long as all of your lives, then check out the Forever Stick at repounce.com. But however you play, just make sure that you do it.
Yeah, play. I've put it up there again. Repounce.com is where you want to go to find, you know, the forever cat stick toy. So, Dr. Rachel, I know we both agree playtime is one of the most, it's not an option. It's not a fun thing to do, like with a dog, like you don't have to. Cats, it's absolutely necessary, right?
Yes, it is necessary. Cats are natural born hunters. It's in their instinct. If you don't give your cat that opportunity to hunt, stalk, you know, bite into something, get their claws into something and have that capture, they're going to try to get it in other ways that usually aren't acceptable to people, like going after your ankles or knocking things off your shelves. So play is very important. But I do want to say I maintain a list of Dr. Rachel approved cat toys. And Anton, your toy is going on my list as soon as we end this session. And, you know, my list appears on many seminars and webinars that I do all over the world, including the Online Behavior Day, which has like thousands of cat behaviorists and people interested in cat behavior attend. So I am really happy to promote and endorse your product. And as Justin says, I get nothing out of it. I'm just really highlighting and endorsing your product because I believe in it. So thank you.
Thank you. That's awesome to hear.
And I will just add a little thing. Oh, I see we changed 31st of March, new time zone. Yep, okay, thank you, Paul. Yeah. And then the last thing, Paul, I'll address is I missed hearing about the toy. Don't worry, because you can either, you know, rewind and watch this video wherever you're watching it, whether it's on Facebook or the YouTube live stream, or you can listen to it. It will be on the on podcasts on Apple, Google, Spotify once I upload it, which will probably be in the next few days. So it's up to you where you want to watch or listen, but you can always listen to that. And you definitely want to hear about the Forever Stick. He's showing you the cork handle. And the other bits of it, yeah, see, it won't break, never break. It's all this, it's sustainable, it's great. He's modeling it like Vanna White. and so it's something you definitely want to hear about because, you know, I don't know. I like things that last. I'm very frustrated with products these days that are built to not last. Like, you know, the memes you see of, here's my fridge from the 1980s and it's still going strong, but my fridge that I bought 5 years ago, I'm going to need a new one in another year or two. It's really annoying. Boilers are the same. Everything, computer, nothing is built to last anymore. And it's very frustrating. So, you know, somebody comes along and builds a cat toy, nothing more than a cat toy. So we're not talking about like $100 investment here that'll last you forever. I don't know. That's like really, really, really cool. So we have one last comment from Paul again. Fantastic. Delighted to see you guys this evening. Sounds terrific. Appreciate your Friday evening show. Thank you once again. Thank you for listening. It's always great to have you participating and, of course, commenting. I think that's awesome for people listening or watching. We appreciate your comments. We appreciate your feedbacks. And we really appreciate your reviews that you might leave on the various podcasting platforms. So definitely do that. Okay, guys, thank you very much for being on the show. Anton, it's a pleasure to meet you and to find out more about your amazing product. Dr. Rachel, thank you as always for sharing your wisdom about cat behavior. So I will end the show and I'll catch up with you in about 2 minutes. And then is that all right?
Yes, thank you.
Great. Thank you, guys. And This is Cat Lady Justin. This is the Kitty Boss, where we pick, pamper, and protect your practically perfect pussycat for a lifetime of unconditional love. Next month is my birthday month. So watch out for that and what we talk about.